Welcome back to the Scaling Your Mobile App podcast. I'm your host, Shrikar Kara, and today we're going to be talking about the differences between UGC content and influencer content and which one you should be using for your mobile app. So in the last month, I've probably gotten asked by over 20 different founders, I kid you not, whether they should create influencer campaigns and do influencer campaigns or whether they should create UGC content and work with UGC creators. And so in this episode, I'm going to be breaking down the benefits, drawbacks, and all of the different things that you can compare and contrast between UGC and influencer content. So let's get right into it. So before we talk about the differences and the benefits, I want to highlight by talking about what exactly UGC is, because I know it's not an easy term and many people aren't familiar. So UGC stands for user-generated content. And anytime you look at a brand page, so for example, I always bring this example up, but let's take a look at Ryanair. On Ryanair's page, you'll see that they have a few different posts that do sort of funny skits, memes, things like that. So that's UGC because it's created directly on the brand page and it's made by creators who are not influencers or they don't have their own followings. So another example here would be Duolingo, obviously another great app that I refer to a lot. But their owl, for example, is creating user-generated content because it's being posted on the platform directly on their brand account under Duolingo. So that's user-generated content. And on the flip side, influencer campaigns are when you work with somebody who has a large following that can promote your brand. So I myself was an influencer on TikTok. I had over 1 million followers. So if you look at my page, that's an influencer page. And then so that's exactly how you would determine between UGC and influencers. So when it comes to UGC, there's a few different things that I want to highlight. So the three biggest benefits that I see are authenticity and trust, engagement, and cost effectiveness. So coming to trust, it actually comes down to the fact that people would much rather see some promotion or some recommendation coming from somebody who doesn't have a large following or platform because they know that they can trust that more. Versus an influencer posting something, you kind of just assume, oh man, this guy probably just got paid, this girl probably just got paid a lot of money to create this post, and so therefore, whatever, I'm just going to skip over it. So that's the biggest thing with UGC is you're going to build a lot more trust. And also coming down to that point is going to be engagement. So this ties into the trust. The reason UGC engages a lot better is because it's more relatable and trustworthy. It's a lot more engaging as well because UGC typically is going to be very well tied into what that video is about versus influencers. When you post a promotion on your influencer page, it just stands out so much unless it's very well woven, I don't know how to say that word, into your content. And if you can create content that is very easy, relatable, that's probably going to be UGC content. And that's why it's a lot more engaging and people are going to just check it out a lot more. And finally, number three is it's more cost effective. So working with influencers, especially big influencers, is going to cost a lot of money. I mean, I've seen rates as high as like $10,000 per video, and even more than that for bigger influencers. And typically starting out about 2 to 3K per video that you're going to be seeing for an influencer versus working with UGC can be about $100, $200 per video. So obviously it's like a scale of 10 plus for that. So that's the big thing with UGC. Those are the benefits that I see. Now let's take a look at the benefits for influencers. Number one is going to be wide reach. Number two is targeted marketing. And number three is credibility. So influencers obviously have a wider reach, right? They have 1 million people on their platform, for example. And obviously the bigger the influencer, the bigger the reach. And you're able to capitalize on that and get tons of people just checking out your content immediately. And so that's the big benefit there. And number two is targeted marketing. So one cool thing about working with influencers is you can target in on who you want based on which influencer you're working with. So let's say that you want to grow a fitness app, then you would work with a fitness influencer. And it's a lot more easier to target that way because you already know that this influencer is known for that niche. And finally, number three is credibility. So influencers, depending on who they are, obviously have a lot of credibility. And so when they endorse your app, not only will they promote it and more people will come to it, but they actually add this layer of credibility to your app that gets a lot of people interested. So those are the three benefits from both. And I want to just kind of highlight everything so you guys can understand. But now let's take a look at what I think is better. So when we take a look at cost, I do believe UGC is a lot cheaper and better overall because you're able to afford a lot for a lot less. You can get a lot more videos. And if you know how to utilize those videos properly, then in the long run, I do believe they're better than influencer videos. Number two is engagement. So as mentioned, UGC does get more engagement much, much more engagement in terms of just people interacting with it. Now, the caveat is that you're not going to get as many people checking it out. But again, when it comes to UGC, if you know what you're doing and you create the right types of content and you run the right types of ads, you can capitalize on the fact that you'll reach a wider audience than influencers. And then just because it's more engaging and more authentic, it's just going to drive so many better installs to your app. And finally, when it comes to reach, I do give this one to influencers because influencers have a broader reach. But once again, if you know what you're doing in UGC and you're able to run specific ads or create organic content that can work really well, then you can reach the same audiences. So my overall take is that if you're looking for authenticity and a higher engagement at a lower cost, then UGC is the way to go. If you're looking for a larger targeted audience a lot quicker, then, and also you have a really high budget, then influencer marketing is effective. But in the long run, if you're looking to build a good company with a targeted audience, you're trying to reach a large targeted audience, but you're also trying to make sure engagement is high and you're authentic, then ultimately my final thoughts are that UGC is the way to go, provided you know what you're doing. So if you can target the right people, get the right UGC creators, work with them properly, and believe in the long run, I do believe that's the best way to go. But again, these are just my thoughts, and I do think both of them have their own drawbacks and benefits. So overall, guys, hopefully this was helpful, and I hope you took away something from it, and we will see you on the next episode. If this was helpful, be sure to leave a 5-star review. It would mean so much for us.